100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon on the new microphone, but it's not mounted on a stand yet because I do not have the 3/8 inch to 5/8 inch adapter. I don't know. And the problem is the CrowdStrike bug fucked up UPS, so that's delayed for shipping. I have a 1/4 to 5/8, but that doesn't fit. Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post a topic to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. You all send in the stories, and the topic was red wine. And we got some stories in this week, and I will whine and delay no further. I'm actually feeling relatively better, except for one minor thing. And the dentist is this week. They will probably ruin it as opposed to make it better. But I figured things out. So, maybe lawyer time. Anyway, let's go ahead and play the stories and I'll get right back to you.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story this week is called A Ritual Sacrament. Part of our ceremonies had a kind of communion aspect. We'd always sit in a circle for chants and singing. These assemblies made us feel like we really belonged. The rest of the world felt very far away from our safe little gathering. He had a different cape for these sessions. It was white and long, skimmed the grass as he moved among us. They were often at night, lit by the stars. At the end, we opened our mouths as if taking a wafer and red communion wine. He'd place a pill on our tongue as a drum banged. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge 952 with the prompt of red wine. So here's my story. It sounds like your dad is getting pretty bad, Bilbert paused before he asked. Has he hit you?
No, Mandy said sadly. Not yet, at least. If he starts to get too worked up, Mother gives him some red wine.
Wine? Bilbert gasped. Is giving him alcohol a good idea?
Mandy waved her hands. No, it's non-alcoholic. Daddy imports it from a vineyard in South Africa.
Bilbert stood. I gotta go. You need to convince your parents to let you go back to school, or they're going to send someone around looking for you.
Mandy nodded. Right. That wouldn't be good.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Good morning, it's Richard, and here's a story on the topic red wine. It's called An Excellent Vintage. I always choose a bottle of wine from the menu by pointing. I tell the girls it's because I don't like to sound pretentious, so I keep it nice and discreet. That's not to say I don't go through all the expected motions, giving it a good swirl, eyeing the depth of colour, checking the bouquet and, of course, taking a good slurp to assess the palate before I'll even think of accepting the bottle. I know it doesn't fool the sommelier, but it sure fools the girls. And I always go for the cheapest house red. Don't tell them. Job done. Until next week. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. He looked at the menu. Any red wine? The waiter shrugged. Any pizza? The waiter opened his eyes wide. Pizza? The waiter shook his head. Here, Japanese food. If you want pizza, go to Italy. How rude! I'll just use my phone translator. He fired up the app and pointed the phone at the menu. Oh, lots of dishes. Oh, wait a second. Waiter! the waiter got back. 4 bodies for 130 yen? The waiter sighed. Yes, the other 3 are in the freezer. We're just waiting for a 4th one. That's when he decided to tiptoe out of there ASAP. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizzygoodgolf.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. My stories this evening are 9:52, First Hangover, and 8:62, What Happens Next. In my friend Tim's backyard, his dad, an otherwise homicidal monster, built his son the coolest wooden fort. Later it became the home for 100 tumbler pigeons, but that would be a different story. A shitty story, that. Well, we were 18, and we had moved from comic books to girls. And what better way to interact with the fairer sex than the introduction of red wine? The 4 of us squeezed into the fort 4 Dixie cups. Both Cindy and Helen nursed a single cup. Tim and I dusted off the other 700 milligrams. Morning came hard. Story 2. What happened next of this story is the phone call my roommate got from his mother. It started off with an excellent idea. We were going to perform a moving moon in front of the girls' dorm. Let's call him Jim. Jim is leaning out of an open door as he drops his pants. The driver hits the gas. Jim tumbles into the street. We gather him up and head to the hospital. The med tech looks at Jim in confusion. How is it you ripped up your ass, but not your pants? Bummer, his mom was that hospital's administrator. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I only grow grapes for white wine in my vineyard. Something to do with the soil, I believe, but I'm no expert, I just run the business. However, I do know that red wine is far more popular with those who know their stuff, and I can sell it for far more than the white. All of which leaves me with something of a dilemma. Nevertheless, I've come up with a solution. A secret ingredient that not only turns my wine red, but also enhances the taste. It's ferrous and deep. You could say it adds body to the wine.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
I don't know what wine goes with what food. I've never been a connoisseur or gourmet or any of that. I know that I like Chateau Saint-Jean's Cabernets, but only the even years. The person at the store or the restaurant tells me to buy this or that, and yeah, they were right. Too bad about the food I'd cook. It never came out quite right. So I'd rely more on the restaurant than the fancy grocer. These days I don't drink. Health reasons. Let's leave it at that. So nothing goes with nothing. Just water. Maybe iced tea.
And there you have it, with me holding up this little Samson travel microphone. Hopefully it sounds decent. What do you think? Or do I need just to get a snowball now that Prime is over and all the prices are back to billions of dollars? I think the Yeti was like 100. And then it jumped back up to 120. So I'm not going down to the island today. I would have. I could have picked it up at the Best Buy, paid even more for it. You know how it is. And I could have gotten 7% cash back. So, anyway, the topic for next weekly challenge is, need to look down the list, it's a pick two, Pebbles, Shiny, A Monkey's Wedding. That must have been Tom. Footlights, Listen, and Birthday Cake. Actually, Tom doesn't tend to send in probably a Serendipity or a Richard one. They send in fun ones. Or it could be Lizzie. I don't know. It's always fun to see what people send in. No, I haven't updated the backlog of it, and the folder is just exploding. And at some point this week, while I'm supposed to be working, I'll just copy-paste for a few minutes. Anyway, that's it for this week. Thank you all for listening and being a part of this. As I said, I'm feeling relatively better, except for the fact that I've gained all this weight since I came here, and now I need to start walking it off again and not eating like an idiot. So I'll celebrate that by going to a Thai restaurant for lunch today. At least I'm not going down to the island and picking out there. Anyway, thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.